one of the questions that arises, I'll record my question, then you can tell me whether you want to answer it. One of the questions that arises for a layperson when you're hearing about all these underground shots is you begin to think about the kind of residue or stuff that's left over in the soil from all the underground shots out at the test site. Do you have any knowledge about that, or were you ever concerned about that as far as future safety?
I was never concerned about it.
Mm-hmm.
See, the debris, give me a pad, pencil.
Okay.
Draw a crude picture on it.
Okay.
See, in the atmosphere, well, I'll go at it this way. When a shot was fired in the atmosphere, whether it was on top of a tower or not, it creates a big fireball.
Mm-hmm.
May have been on a tower. Underground, of course, the scientists could point their instruments at that fireball and do everything that they wanted to do. Underground, everything's underground, buried. But when the device goes off, it creates a big cavity.
Oh, okay.
Down there. And that, of course, is what causes the craters at the surface.
Mm-hmm.
Is as this cools off, it gradually slumps in until it gets to the surface, and then you end up with a crater at the surface.
Right.
Which is why you see a bunch of craters. Somebody drew somebody drew one time. Did you know underground is just the opposite of atmospheric?
Hmm. Well, yeah. Well,
in one case, you're doing the bomb or the device on top of a tower, so you just turn that over and it becomes an underground. And of course, the post-shot drilling, when we'd come in with a drill rig, and we'd drill down. Of course, the debris puddle down here, down at the bottom of this big cavity,
mm-hmm.
is a debris puddle, which theoretically the nuclear debris collects in that cavity. And when we drill down, we would drill down into that area, pull samples out of the ground,
mm-hmm.
pull them to the surface, and we'd have a sample of the bomb debris.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd analyze that and determine what the yield of the device was from
right.
doing that.
Right.
But the technique of directional drilling from the surface down into a particular spot was developed at the test site.
Mm-hmm.